So that the amount of bank a person has is inversely proportional to the amount of responsibility he has. And that works on any given subject. The less responsibility a person has for whizzo machines, the more bank he's going to have on the subject of whizzo machines. That seem understandable? The less responsibility he takes for women, the more mishmash he's going to have in the bank on the subject of women. The less responsibility a woman has for men, the more mishmash in the bank she's going to have on the subject of men. And that mishmash is actual electronic particles held in suspension by denial of origin. Person said, well, yeah, I didn't mock them up. They don't come from any place. Those things didn't come from any place. I mean, somebody have put them in here. They went along with the body. The body gave them to me, you know. The devil it did. Now, as he starts to take responsibility for these things, all he does is pick up their actual causation, their actual authorship, and their actual authorship was himself. Nobody can put anything in a bank but the guy himself. The girl's got a bank. She made a bank. If it's persisting, it's because she said it wasn't put there by herself. So this measures the degree of responsibility of the individual because it measures the amount of mass in the reactive bank. The more reactive mass there is, the more ohms of resistance there are in this particular meter. Now, electronics men will tell you, well, you see, the more mass you have, actually, the less resistance you have, so this couldn't possibly be right. Well, I don't know what kind of mass they're talking about. I really don't know what kind of mass they're talking about because I've taken the electrodes of this machine and stretched them a little wider on a stick and found out the more stick I got between the electrodes, the higher the tone arm read. And I've taken ohm resistor blocks and put them between the electrodes, and the more ohms, the higher the tone arm was. And I've taken preclears, and I found areas where they conceived to have a lot of mass, and the more mass they had in that particular area, the higher the tone arm read. Q.E. Ron. This thing, for some peculiar reason, the higher the tone arm, the more the mass. That's the way it reads. I don't care what Einstein said. I don't care what Newton said. I think he was nuts. Invented mathematics everybody has to learn and nobody's used yet. Calculus. Never forgive him for that overt act. If any of you discover Newton, have him write me an apology, will you? Because I'm the one he did the overt act against. I've had to study it now for about 4 college educations, and I'm getting tired of it. I keep going around asking the professors, what do you use this for that you can't solve with algebra? And they say, oh, well, it's mathematics, very great mathematics. Newton thought it up. Well, now, what am I studying it for? Well, Newton thought it up. Well, that's not good enough, you see. Now, we don't care what the electronic mishmash is here. All we care about is the exact coordination which results in cleared somatics, cleared people, free people, people that feel good, people that feel better. Now, anytime you have somebody that's going around and he's got lumbosis, you know, and he's going up and down, he's going clink, clunk, you know, clunk, clunk. You put him on the tone arm and you say, back. See, he was sitting here. He was sitting here someplace, you know. You say, back. How do you feel about backs? How are backs? How do backs strike you? Now the individual says, backs, backs. I don't know, backs, backs, backs. stuck. Now, you can make it twice as good by saying, what part of a back would you be willing to create? Of course, this is just getting tougher and tougher and beefier and beefier. So. And up goes the tone arm on the subject of backs. Now, you can bring it up so high that he doesn't feel he's back and feels much better. He's become a back. Now, all you do is have to run. What part of a back could you be responsible for to bring this down? And as this comes down, his backache goes. Do you want any more proof? Now, if you ask the PC to look around while he's running this thing, and this thing is still reading high, he'll tell you that he feels all sorts of black masses, and he does this and that, and there's all kinds of backs, and there's mounds and stacks of backs, and backs, but it's mass he's talking about. There's masses. As these masses are cleared away, the meter will again read clear for the PC.